My forehead was covered with cold sweat. Still, I told him that I could not believe that human beings were being burned in our times. The world would never tolerate such crimes. The world? The world is not interested in us. Today, everything is possible. Even the crematoria. His voice broke. Father, I said, if that is true, then I don't want to wait. I'll run into the electrified barbed wire. That would be easier than a slow death in the flames. He didn't answer. He was weeping. His body was shaking. Everybody around us was weeping. Someone began to recite Kaddish, the prayer for the dead. I don't know whether, during the history of the Jewish people, men have ever before recited the Kaddish for themselves. Yisgadol v'yiskadash shimei rabo. May his name be celebrated and sanctified, whispered my father. For the first time, I felt anger rising within me. Why should I sanctify his name? The Almighty, the eternal and terrible Master of the universe, chose to be silent. What was there to thank him for? We continued our march. We were coming closer and closer to the pit from which an infernal heat was rising. 20 more steps. If I was going to kill myself, this was the time. Our column had only some 15 steps to go. I bit my lips so that my father would not hear my teeth chattering. 10 more steps, 8, 7. We were walking slowly as one follows a hearse, our own funeral procession. Only 4 more steps, 3. There it was now, very close to us, the pit and its flames. I gathered all that remained of my strength in order to break rank and throw myself onto the barbed wire. Deep down, I was saying goodbye to my father, to the whole universe, and against my will, I found myself whispering the words, Yiskadal v'yiskadash shimei rabo, may his name be exalted and sanctified. My heart was about to burst. There, I was face to face with the angel of death. No. 2 steps from the pit, we were ordered to turn left and herded into barracks. I squeezed my father's hand. He said, Do you remember Mrs. Schechter, in the train?